Good morning. We continue the Mechusha. Good morning. Klal Chavches deals with the halachas of the malacha of Teufer, and we've been discussing now in Siman Dalet the scenario of stuffing the innards of the pillow, putting it back into the pillow. And the question which comes up is, what are the halachas of blowing air into balls like beach balls, air mattresses? Regular balls, blowing up balloons, is one allowed to do so? What is one allowed to put the air in? And there are multiple approaches to this. In a case where the ball has never been blown up yet, it is much more of an issue because this is the first time you're adding air. You're making it into a kli. However, some Peskim or Makel, if it's a type of a thing which is always made to blow up and then deflate, so adding air is not considered a tikkun of the kli. That's the Ishtamshus. It wasn't chaser beforehand. It's made to add air, deflate it, etc. For example, a person has a beach ball, which they don't keep inflated. When they go to the beach, there are a few times that they go to the beach, they blow it up, and then they bring it back home, and they deflate it to store it away. So some Peskim are makel on that, but many Peskim have a concern. Putting air in the first time follows this halacha. There's an element of tikkun kli in the process. But let's say it's been already inflated and has become deflated, either because the air leaked out or because the person intentionally deflated it, and now he wants to inflate it again for the usage. Would that be permitted to do so? So without getting involved in the issue of whether one is allowed to play with balls on Shabbos, which is quite a discussion, but assuming, let's say you're talking about for little children, which were makel, that one can let them play with balls. And there's also a limitation what type of games they can play with the balls, because some games tend towards needing a flat surface. I'm afraid they might come and just smooth out the ground. Without getting involved in all those details, just focusing in on the issue of inflating it, there has been air in it beforehand, and we said that if it's been air, you're putting it back in as mutter. However, Mishnah Berurah points out that the heter to put back in is only the original stuffing. You can't add new. You can't replace it with new material. You have to use the original material and put it back in. So since this material has been in this pillow beforehand, it's not considered a tikkun. Tikkun mona makapatish. However, the first. If you put different materials in, it's usur. Air is a different material. It's not the same air. Or do we look at air? Since air, we don't really see a difference in this air versus that air. It's all air. It's one unit, which we live in that called the atmosphere. So Shlomo Zalman looks at it, it's all air. It's all one thing. So blowing it up a second time would be permitted. Rabbi Yashav, however, was not comfortable with that. And he said that that would be considered a problem. There is one approach which suggests that if you're talking about something which is going, you're putting it in that it's to stay for a period of time. That's a real tikkun. Then one should be machmer. However, something which is made to blow up and used for a little bit and then deflate it, a child's blow-up toy, something of that sort, so a person would blow it up, use it, deflate it. We can be makel and say, since there was air in there beforehand, it's not the first time. What can we makel? Obviously, one is not using an electric pump to do this. Do you have to blow with your mouth, or can you use a hand pump? So at some point, can raise the question of ubd al-chol. This is the activity becomes a very weekday, especially if one is using a hand pump. And therefore, they recommend not to get involved in that. However, again, there are Peskim which are makel, and say even a hand pump is going to be mutter, and a person should ask their own shaila. Blowing up balloons comes up with a new concern we saw before. The same way we have an opinion over here of the Chayyadim that there's a gzera shema yit for. There are certain cases, because Chazal said you can't do it because of the gzera shema yikshur. You might make a knot. And the derech to blow up a balloon is after you blow it up, you make a knot in the balloon, and that knot is a kesher shakayama. Okay, even if the balloon pops, you throw it out as is, which we spoke about. Making a knot which you do not plan to untie, even though you no longer have a use for it, is considered kesher shakayama, based on Rashi and Sukkah. So The person, the derech is to blow this balloon and then make a kesher shakayama, which you're dealing with a gezeira or to a concern on a deraisa level. So one should not blow up balloons in that situation. However, if a person's goal with the blowing of balloon is just to blow it up and then let the air out and have it fly around the room, so in that situation, there's no gezeira shema yikshur. So since there's no gezeira shema yikshur, one would be allowed to do so. And then it comes back to our question over here. Is that only mutter if there's been air in there beforehand? It's mutter even without having the first time? Or it's not mutter because it's not the same air? And all the three opinions, the four opinions which we mentioned before, one that it's always mutter, one that it's mutter the second time because air is air, one that it's also because it's new air, and one which we said that it depends if it's being made for a long-term usage or a short-term usage. Over here, it's for a short-term usage. So that opinion would be mekel. So all of those opinions which you mentioned before would apply to blowing up a balloon. Again, in a case where a balloon is supposed to be tied off, the derech is to tie it off. One cannot do it because the gezeirah person will come to tie it off. In a case where the person plans to use it without tying it off, so there's no gezeirah, the person will come to tie it. So in that situation, we have the different opinions, whether it's mutter, again, a person should ask their personal pasuk. Have a good day.